Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to go deep on operational technology security.
OT security.
Yeah, OT security. Seems like everybody wants to know more about this stuff.
Yeah, definitely seems to be a hot topic.
So we figured we would dive into it and give folks kind of like a crash course in OT security.
Yeah, and we'll try to make it fun
Exactly.
so that by the end of this deep dive, you walk away with the key insights, the main
And
points.
maybe some aha moments too.
Definitely some aha
We're
moments.
hoping.
Hopefully. Yeah, so let's first start with like the very basic question of what is OT? How is it different from IT? We always hear these terms OT and IT.
Right.
IT, we kind of all know what that is, computers, servers, data,
Right. It's in the name, information technology.
exactly. But OT, it's a little bit more a little bit harder to grasp, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's more in the physical world, right? We're talking about.
It is, you got it. It's the physical world, it's machinery, it's systems, it's processes.
Yeah, think power plants, factories, even building management systems, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly, all of that. And so, and that's why it's so important to understand OT security, because if these systems are attacked, there can be real world
This
consequences.
isn't like somebody stealing your credit card number.
Yeah,
We're
exactly.
talking
Yep.
about
This
them.
is about real world disruption,
Remember that Colonial Pipeline attack back in 2021?
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that was like OT security in the headlines.
Front page news.
Hackers took down this major fuel pipeline.
It caused gas shortages. Panic people couldn't get gas.
It was a mess.
It was.
And it just showed how vulnerable these systems can be.
And that attack really kind of highlighted this convergence of IT and OT because the hackers, they got in through the IT network and then they pivoted to the OT network, and that's where they caused the real damage.
So how would you kind of explain the difference between IT security and OT security?
That's a great question.
Like if somebody's totally new to this, what would you tell them?
So think of it this way. IT security is like protecting your bank account, right? You want to make sure nobody steals your money. OT security is like protecting the power plant that keeps the lights on in your city. So much bigger stakes, right?
Yeah, way bigger.
Much higher consequences.
So we're not just talking about data breaches here.
No.
We're talking about like potential disasters, you know?
Exactly. Disasters in the real world. That's what we're talking about.
Wow. Okay, so let's get into the OT landscape then. Like, what are we actually talking about here when we say OT? What are the components?
Sure. So OT, it's a complex ecosystem of systems, devices, and protocols, and there are many different components. So if you think about a power grid, for example, you have SCADA systems.
Yeah, what is that? SCADA.
So SCADA stands for Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition. And these systems are like the brains of the operation. They're monitoring the entire
So they're
network,
gathering all the data.
gathering data in real time on everything voltage, current, frequency, you name it.
Oh, wow. So they're keeping an eye on everything that's happening.
Everything's happening. And then you have PLCs, which stands for Programmable Logic Controllers.
PLC.
PLCs, yep. And these are essentially ruggedized computers that control the actual equipment. So they're the ones that are making sure that the electricity gets where it needs to go, opening and closing circuits, adjusting voltage levels, all that stuff.
Wow, so the SCADA is kind of like the brain and the PLC is like the muscles.
Perfect analogy, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then you can't forget about the HMIs.
HMIs, what are those?
Human-machine interfaces.
Oh, okay.
These are the dashboards that the operators in the control rooms use to visualize all that data from the SCADA system and make decisions.
So it's like their view into what's going on in the entire system.
Exactly. It's like a high-stakes video game, but with real-world consequences.
Yeah, no kidding. So we've
Yeah,
got
good.
SCADA PLCs and HMIs, and is there anything else we need to know about, like in terms of the OT world?
Yeah, so within this OT world, there's ICS, which stands for Industrial Control Systems. ICS. And so you can think about ICS as kind of a subset of OT that focuses specifically on managing and automating those industrial processes.
Okay, so that's like the specific systems that are used to, like you said, keep the factory running or the nuclear power plant safe.
Exactly. So it's all interconnected, but it's also very specialized, right? And that's what makes securing these systems so challenging.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because you have to understand not only the IT side of things, but also the OT side of things and how they interact.
Right, and how they're different because they're not the same thing.
Exactly. You can't just apply IT security principles to OT environments.
Okay, so what are some of the big challenges then when it comes to securing OT environments?
So one of the biggest challenges is legacy systems.
Legacy
So
systems,
legacy systems, okay, like old stuff.
old stuff, exactly. Imagine trying to secure a computer system that's older than the internet itself.
Yeah, that's scary. Many of these OT systems were designed with functionality in mind. You know, they were designed to work, not necessarily to be secure.
They just had to do their job.
Exactly. And so they might be running on outdated software.
Oh, no.
With known vulnerabilities.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It can be.
So how do you even start to secure something like that?
Well, it's tough.
Yeah.
But there are things you can do, and we'll talk about those later. But yeah, legacy systems are a huge challenge.
Okay, so legacy systems are a problem. What else? What other challenges do we have?
Another big challenge is patch management, or rather the lack of patch management.
Okay, so explain that.
In OT, uptime is every, you know, any interruption in operation can mean huge financial losses or even safety risks.
So they can't just take systems offline to patch them.
Exactly. And so patching is often delayed or avoided altogether.
Oh, wow. So it's like leaving your front door unlocked because you don't want to take the time to change the lock.
That's a great analogy.
Okay, so we got legacy systems, lack of patching anything else that's keeping you up at night.
Yeah. Another big concern is a lack of security awareness among OT personnel.
Mm-hmm. So the people who are actually working with these systems.
Exactly. You know, we can have the best technology in the world, but if someone clicks on a phishing email or uses a weak password, it can all be for nothing.
Oh, totally. Human error is always the weakest link. Right?
It often is. Yeah.
Okay. So we've got technology challenges and people challenges. Anything else?
Yeah. One more big one.
Emmy.
Many OT systems use proprietary and obscure protocols.
Proprietary and obscure. What does that even mean?
So it means they don't use standard communication protocols like TCP/IP, which most IT systems use.
So they're speaking a different language.
Exactly. It's like trying to decipher a secret code.
Oh, wow. So that makes it really difficult to monitor the network traffic and detect malicious activity.
It does. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but the haystack is made of a material you've never seen before.
So this is starting to sound pretty bleak.
It's definitely a challenge. There's no doubt about that. But before we get too discouraged, let's talk about the specific threats that organizations need to be aware of, because once we understand the threats, we can start to build effective defenses.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So what are some of the big bad wolves we need to be on the lookout for?
So we'll talk about that after the break. So let's dive into some of the specific threats organizations need to be aware of.
Yeah, because like we were saying, the stakes are high.
They are.
You know, we're talking potential disruptions to power grids, factories, transportation systems. Like,
yeah,
this stuff is serious.
It is. And so, you know, the threats are real and they're constantly evolving.
So what's like top of mind for you these days when you think about OT security threats?
Well, one of the biggest threats right now is ransomware.
Ransomware, yeah, that's a big one in the IT world too, right?
It is, and unfortunately it's made its way into the OT world as well.
And how does that play out in an OT environment? Like, what does a ransomware attack actually look like?
So imagine this. Hackers get into a system and they encrypt all the data.
Okay, just like they would in an IT system.
Exactly. But in an OT environment, that data might be critical to running a power plant or a manufacturing line.
So it's not just about losing data, it's about losing control.
Exactly. And then the hackers demand a ransom to decrypt the data.
I'm guessing these ransoms are pretty hefty.
They are, yeah. Especially when critical infrastructure is at stake.
So what can organizations do to protect themselves from ransomware?
Well, one of the most important things is to have backups.
Okay, so if they do get hit with ransomware, they can restore their systems.
Exactly, but it's important to make sure those backups are offline.
Right, so the hackers can't get to them.
Right, that's the key.
Okay, so backups are important. Mm. What else can we do?
Another important step is to implement multi-factor authentication.
Oh, yeah. That's becoming pretty standard these days.
It is, and for good reason.
Makes it a lot harder for hackers to get in.
It does, yeah. It adds an extra layer of security.
So we've got backups, multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Another important strategy is to segment your network.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that earlier.
We did. And it's worth repeating because it's so important.
Okay. So remind us, why is segmentation so important for preventing ransomware attacks?
So imagine your network is like a house. And each room in the house is a different segment of your network.
I'm following you.
Now, if a burglar breaks into your house, they can't just go into every room and steal everything.
Unless all the doors are open.
Exactly. But if you lock the doors between the rooms, you can contain the burglar to one area of the house.
Oh, okay. So segmentation is like locking the doors in our network.
Exactly. So if ransomware gets into one segment of your network, it can't easily spread to other segments.
That makes sense.
And that can limit the damage.
Right, because even if one part of the system goes down, hopefully the rest of it can still function.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. So segmentation is key. What other threats should we be thinking about?
Well, another big one is malware.
Malware. Yeah, isn't that kind of a catch-all term for like any kind of malicious software?
It is, yeah. And there are many different types of malware, but some of the most common ones we see in OT environments are viruses, worms, and trojans.
And how do these bad boys typically get into a system?
Well, one common way is through phishing emails.
Oh, yeah, that classic trick.
Yeah, you know, someone clicks on a link in an email that looks legitimate and bam, they've downloaded malware onto their system.
And then that malware can spread like wildfire through the network.
It can if it's not contained.
So how do we prevent malware from getting into our systems in the first place?
Well, user education is key.
Right. People need to be aware of the threats and how to avoid them.
Exactly. Teach them how to spot phishing emails, how to practice good password hygiene, and so on.
Because, like we were saying earlier, the human factor is often the weakest link.
It often is, yeah. So investing in user education is crucial.
Okay. User education is a must. What else can we do?
Well, we can also use anti-malware software.
Right. Just like we do on our home computers.
Similar, yeah. But the anti-malware software that's used in OT environments is often more specialized.
Okay, so it's designed to detect and block the specific types of malware that target OT systems.
Exactly.
So we've got ransomware, malware, what else?
Well, another threat we have to worry about is insider threats.
Insider threats.
Right.
Like disgruntled employees.
It could be, yeah, or it could be someone who's been compromised by an outside attacker.
So someone who has legitimate access to the system but is using that access for malicious purposes.
Exactly. And that's one of the toughest threats to defend against because you're essentially fighting against someone who's already inside your walls.
Oh, yeah. That sounds scary.
It can be.
So how do you even begin to address insider threats?
Well, one important step is to implement strong access controls.
So making sure that people only have access to the systems and data they need to do their jobs.
Right. That's the principle of least privilege.
Makes sense. What else can we do?
Well, we can also monitor user activity.
So looking for any suspicious behavior.
Yeah.
Like someone accessing systems they shouldn't be accessing or trying to download large amounts of data.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're kind of spying on our own employees.
Well, we're not spying. We're monitoring.
Okay, monitoring.
It's about protecting the organization from potential threats.
Right, so it's a necessary evil.
It can be seen that way, yeah.
Okay, so we've got ransomware, malware, insider threats.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to worry about?
Well, there are a lot of other threats out there, but one more that I want to mention is denial of service attacks.
Denial of service. Okay, so that's when hackers flood a system with traffic.
Exactly. They overwhelm the system with requests so that it can't respond to legitimate requests.
So it's like cutting the phone line so that nobody can call in.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
And how does that play out in an OT environment?
Well, imagine a denial of service attack against a power grid.
Oh.
The hackers could flood the control systems with traffic, preventing the operators from monitoring and controlling the grid.
That could cause blackouts?
It could, yeah, or other disruptions.
That sounds really dangerous.
It is, yeah. Denial of service attacks can be very disruptive, especially when they target critical infrastructure.
So how do we protect ourselves from these attacks?
Well, one common strategy is to use intrusion detection and prevention systems.
So those are like security guards that stand watch at the perimeter of our network.
Exactly. They monitor the traffic coming in and going out looking for any suspicious patterns.
And if they see something suspicious, they can block it.
They can, yeah. Or they can alert the security team.
Okay. That sounds pretty effective.
It is, yeah. It's a key part of any OT security strategy.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of threats. Ransomware, malware insider threats, denial of service attacks, and we've talked about some strategies for mitigating those threats. But is there anything else we can do to kind of shore up our defenses and make our OT systems more secure?
There is, yeah. And I'm glad you asked because it's important to remember that security is not just about technology. It's also about people and processes.
All right, so we can have all the fanciest security tools in the world, but if we don't have the right people and processes in place, it's all for nothing.
Exactly. So one of the most important things organizations can do is to develop a strong security culture.
Okay. So what does that mean? Like, what does a strong security culture look like?
Well, it means that everyone in the organization understands the importance of security and takes responsibility for it.
So it's not just the IT department's job.
Exactly. Everyone has a role to play from the CEO down to the interns.
So how do you actually build that kind of culture?
Well, it starts with education and training.
Right. Make sure that everyone understands the threats and how to protect against them.
Exactly. But it's also about communication and collaboration.
So people need to feel comfortable reporting security incidents.
Exactly. And they need to know that their concerns will be taken seriously.
So it's about creating an environment where people feel empowered to speak up about security.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. So education, training, communication, collaboration, anything else?
Yeah, one more important thing is to have a strong incident response plan.
Okay, so if something does happen, we know what to do.
Exactly. You need to know who to contact, what steps to take, how to contain the damage, and so on.
So it's like having a fire drill for cyber attacks.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea. So we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the challenges of OT security, the threats that organizations face, and some strategies for building a robust defense. But I know there's always more to learn. So where can people go to find out more about this stuff? Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So we've been talking about how to make OT systems more secure, you know, beef up those defenses. But is there anything else we can do, like to kind of take a step back and look at the bigger picture?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to remember that OT security is not just about technology. You know, it's also about people and processes.
Right. So we can have all the fancy security tools in the world, but if we don't have the right people in place and the right processes in place, it's kind of all for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the things that often gets overlooked.
So how do we address that? Like, how do we make sure that the people and the processes are up to snuff?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to develop a strong security culture.
Okay, security culture. So what does that mean?
It means that everyone in the organization understands the importance of security and takes responsibility for it.
So it's not just the IT department's job.
Exactly. Everyone has a role to play, from the CEO down to the interns.
Okay, so how do you actually build that kind of culture? Like, how do you get everyone on board?
Well, I think it starts with education and training. You know, make sure that everyone understands the threats and how to protect against them.
Right, so like basic cybersecurity awareness training.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also about communication and collaboration.
So people need to feel comfortable reporting security incidents.
Exactly. And they need to know that their concerns will be taken seriously.
So it's about creating an environment where people feel empowered to speak up about security.
Exactly. You know, it's about making security everyone's responsibility, not just the security team's responsibility.
Right, it's like a shared responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that. So education, training, communication, collaboration, anything else?
Yeah. One more important thing is to have a strong incident response plan.
Okay, an incident response plan. So if something does happen, we know what to do.
Exactly. You need
Yeah.
to know who to contact, what steps to take, how to contain the damage, and so on.
So it's like having a fire drill for cyber attacks.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, you gotta practice what you're gonna do in case of an emergency.
Right, because when something bad happens, you don't want to be scrambling around trying to figure out what to do.
Exactly. You wanna have a plan in place so you can act quickly and decisively.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the challenges of OT security, the threats that organizations face, and some strategies for building a robust defense. But I know there's always more to learn. So where can people go to find out more about this stuff?
Yeah, so there are a lot of great resources out there. You know, there are industry organizations like SANS Institute and ISA
Okay.
that offer training and certifications. There are government agencies like CISA.
Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Yeah, that provide guidance and support. And there are also a lot of great blogs and podcasts out there that cover OT security topics.
Awesome. So definitely no shortage of information out there.
No, definitely not.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. I feel like I've learned a lot.
I have too. It's always good to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, and I hope our listeners have learned a lot too.
Me too.
So, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway here is that OT security is everyone's responsibility. You know, we all need to be aware of the threats and take steps to protect ourselves and our organizations.
Absolutely.
And we need to work together to create a more secure and resilient world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive, and stay vigilant out there.